Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Watch it. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Rick Newman's with us. Rick is the Chief Business Correspondent for U.S. News, the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success Wherever Books Are Sold. Is that Rick? What is it, Rick J. Newman?
RickJNewman.com.
.com, so check that out, folks. And also USNews.com/Newman. Rick, another piece that you wrote recently was about the missing business leaders in the Obama cabinet. Apparently, Mr. Obama is just not comfortable around business people.
Who knows what the deal is, but he does not have anybody you'd consider somebody who came from a business job or from a job as a business leader in his current cabinet. Now, he has some unfilled posts, and I have a feeling we're going to see a couple of business leaders land, for example, at the Commerce Department.
They're all political operatives, aren't they?
Well, the guy who comes closest, believe it or not, is Chuck Hagel, who's his defense secretary nominee, who was a Nebraska businessman. He ran his own businesses for a while.
But over at the Pentagon, he's not going to influence economic decisions.
Yeah, well, he could influence big contractor decisions, but that's not economic policy in any way.
No.
Otherwise, we have basically political insiders.
We wonder why there's so much anti-business, anti-success language and rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington, right?
I think Obama seems to be saying, I think he paid lip service to the business community in his first term. And by the way, the policies of the Federal Reserve are very friendly to big businesses, and Obama himself has had some policies that are pretty friendly to businesses. I mean, the bailouts that
that's to big business.
That's the big businesses. That's right. And
small businesses are getting the back of the hand.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'd really like to see, Jim, is something that is an effort to say we are just going to create the best possible environment we can for business. We're going to streamline regulation, do our best to get rid of overlapping regulations, local, state, and federal, for example.
What kind of medication would you have to put President Obama on to make that happen, though, Rick?
I don't know. ADD medication.
It's
not something he's paying attention to.
He's not a man of the marketplace.
He's certainly not talking the talk or walking the walk, and it's almost like he said during his second term he's really not going to bother with the lip service anymore. He's just going to do what he's going to do.
That's exactly right. So then recently, this last week, he abolished the Jobs Council, which met four times and had not met in a year. It was made up of union leaders, corporate CEOs like the GE CEO,
Jeff Immelt,
and economists. But interestingly, the people who create over half of the U.S. economy and create all the new jobs and write the biggest number of paychecks every month, small businesses, were not in the council.
Well, here's what the Job Council says it accomplished. They did help pass this bill last spring, which I'm not sure anybody remembers, but it was a bill meant to make it easier to start companies.
Yeah.
And it gave some sort of federal backing to things like crowdsourcing, which would be little outfits like Kickstarter. That's all
totally,
a good thing.
Mostly useless.
It just did not accomplish very much in the mainstream business world.
The tax cuts, the tax advantages, were on capital gains, which only helps angel investors who might want to invest in small businesses. But the truth is, this is another example of where the president could have gotten some better advice. I sure could have given him this. Mr. President, most small business owners are not angel investor prospects, and they almost never have capital gains.
Yeah, and that's because there were venture capital people on that panel
some
entrepreneurial-minded people like Steve Case and so forth. So I don't think I don't think that group did any harm. But I don't.
They
think
didn't do any harm,
much.
But when I saw who the attendees were, who was on the council, I just wrote them off at that point, and I was right.
Yeah. And, Jim, I think the sort of bottom line here is what business owners ought to know by now, which is you're on your own, for better or worse.
That's
sorry,
right.
But you're on your own.
Yeah.
And if there's anything good that might come of this, Jim, it's that there are signs that maybe Washington is going to get out of the economy a little bit over the next year or two. I mean, we're seeing they're starting to act a little bit more responsible about some of these budget issues. And, it, you know, at this point, I think the best thing that can happen is Washington just backs away.
Yeah.
And you know, stops, you know, spending stimulus money on crony capitalists and things like that, and business owners just carry on.
Right, right, exactly. Hey, Rick, thanks again for being here. Good job, good reports this week.
Always happy to be here, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, and rickjnewman.com is his website, so check that out. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not this. I got to go for this hour, actually. I'll be back after the news. In the meantime, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.